Look, I want to say about the guest. We're trying to get. Do we have our guest?
I think I'm on.
Oh, okay, Kelly. All right. Nobody told me. Sorry about that. Kelly Shackelford is president and CEO of First Liberty. And First Liberty is a organization, the largest organization in the country, that is working to defend our religious freedoms, working for people that have are suffering, maybe their business, maybe them as an individual, or maybe they're just being handed something that is just unconstitutional. He's argued cases before the Supreme Court. He started this in 1997 with a group. He is president, CEO, as I mentioned, and has won some landmark cases. He has argued before the Supreme Court many, many times. He was recently named one of the 25 greatest Texas lawyers of the past century. It is an incredible ministry, and I'll tell you why. Kelly doesn't even know why. I have Kelly on the program. And so let me fill Kelly in and fill you in at the same time. Over the weekend, and folks, as I've already mentioned in the last segment, I have been talking to you about after this president got in office, our fight has just begun. It is not over. We need to be praying more than ever. We need to be vigilant. We need to hold accountable. And we need to be ready to continue to fight. Over the weekend, due to one of those wacky award shows, I don't even know which one it was, somebody accepting an award reached out and said, we've got to be giving to the ACLU, the ACLU. The ACLU, who raises online about $4 million a year, last weekend raised $24 million. Why do I bring that up? Because the ACLU is working hard to do everything it can to prevent us from exercising our religious freedoms that were given to us under the Constitution in the United States and our founding fathers. They're the ones that bring cases against the Ten Commandments, the cross in the park, the veteran cemeteries, the coaches that pray after a football game or before a football game. It's the ACLU. Now, they have lost the Supreme Court, but that doesn't mean anything. There's going to be a huge outcry by them, and they have $24 million to do it. Liberty, as I just mentioned, First Liberty is an organization that defends people like you and I around this country on a regular basis all the way to the Supreme Court so that we can have our religious freedom, and they do it for free. Now, we know nothing is for free. And I'm going to ask everybody listening, that's the millions of people listening, I'm sending out an alert to please go to firstliberty.org and donate. I don't care if it's a dollar. We've got to contribute. We have multimillionaires that listen to this program and everybody in between. And we need to make sure that an organization like firstliberty.org has the resources it needs to defend people that are going to be coming under attack. And even more so, as the ACLU has just really packed their war chest for the left. So we need to come alongside it, an organization that is based on biblical principles, to do the same thing. All right, Kelly, that's what we're trying to do. And again, it's firstliberty.org. Tell us about your organization and some of the programs that you guys are fighting for right now.
Thanks very much, First. I really appreciate it. That's very gracious. And I've always wondered, you know, these big, huge, $10 million in one day for the ACLU, as you said, $24 million. I'm like, boy, the body of Christ has a lot more money than that. But
Amen.
We don't, you know, we don't see that happen to us. Very, you know, maybe you'll start a difference, because We just filed in the Supreme Court just a few weeks ago on a case with a Marine who was actually court-martialed, convicted, because she would not remove a scripture verse from her personal work area, her desk. We have the case with, you mentioned, with Coach Kennedy. It's going up to the Federal Court of Appeals, who was fired because he went to a knee after the football game to give thanks to God. That's something that candidate Trump mentioned was horrible and that shouldn't happen. I could go on and on and on about our cases, but I'll tell you, last night was a great instructive time, because when those judges were being looked at, we vetted all of those judges and sent that information to the president. And there were a lot of cases that people didn't know about. And so that kind of analysis, I think is crucial. And we could have ended up with somebody that would have been really damaging to us. There were some people on the list that had some bad opinions on religious freedom. And I was watching the enemy get up on, like you're talking about, the ACLU-type groups. And they got up and said, this guy is bad because he's pro-corporation and anti-women. And they said, what do you mean? How do you say that? And she was talking about the Hobby Lobby case.
Yes.
She said, corporations and businesses don't have religious freedoms. That's ridiculous. And so that's where the other side wants to go. They think, and this was their argument, by the way, in Hobby Lobby. I was sitting in the Supreme Court when the argument was made by the Solicitor General. The argument was, once you go into a for-profit business, you are waiving your religious freedoms and, quote, you now play by the government's rules. Mm. That was the argument. It was rejected, but that's where they want to go. And so if we're going to have religious freedom in the workplace, if as an employer you're going to have religious freedom to run your business according to your faith, we're going to have to fight for these things, because while you, as you mentioned, the Supreme Court might be moving in the right direction, it's still, this is only a replacement of Scalia's seat, which is a conservative, so it's right. Not going to get any more conservative. But all the lower courts under Obama have changed. Of the 13 courts of appeals, when they started, there was only one liberal, dominated court. Now there are 9 out of the 13. So it's a very hostile place out there. And these groups like the ACLU will be bringing these lawsuits, knowing that most of these court cases won't get to the Supreme Court. So we have to be vigilant. We have to be in court fighting to preserve these freedoms that our country is built on.
Kelly, how many people you have on staff?
We have 30 on staff, and then we have hundreds of volunteer attorneys. That's one of the neat things about our model, is every one of our cases, we have the best litigators from the best law firms in the country giving their time. Mm. They got into law to do that, and they never got to get to do a case for the kingdom. And we come along and say, hey, you're one of the best, and you're a believer. How would you like to give your time, your talent, for a kingdom case? And they're like, man, I've been waiting my whole life. Mm. And so we put these teams together that are incredible. And the neat thing about that financially is, for every $10,000 we spend on a case, on average, we get $60,000 donated. So we're really multiplying the resources that people give us. And that's the only thing that holds us down. We got plenty of attorneys waiting their turn to help, plenty of people needing help. Our support system is the only thing that keeps us from doing more and more cases, helping more and more people, and winning more and more precedents. And our win rate, by the way, for 16 years in a row has been above 90% every year.
90%.
Yes.
That's incredible. When you're fighting on the Lord's side and you're fighting on the side of the Constitution, it helps. But we need warriors. We need soldiers that are fighting. And, you know, Kelly mentioned the pro bono work that he gets and believers that want to help. But, you know, there's a staff, and we need to grow that staff. We need to help. We need to do everything we get. We're going to be fighting against a $24 million war chest. It's just the beginning, as the intelligentsia of Hollywood begins to get on board and realize that, you know, the ACLU may be some of their hope. We have to understand we have a group of soldiers at First Liberty, firstliberty.org, that is coming alongside us in our needs, and we need to finance it, just like they're financing the ACLU. And we need you folks to step up. I sound like I'm doing a share-a-thon or something. And let me tell you, folks, and I said this in the last segment, Kelly didn't know I was going to do this. He didn't ask me to do it. I asked him to come on. He didn't know I was going to do this. We're on 650 radio stations and in 93 million homes on television. There is on four networks. I know we can do a great work for the kingdom and for the country. And all of you that voted for this president because you were voting for America because you're a patriot, we need you to step up and make any kind of donation you can possibly make. And you can do it online if you want. FirstLiberty.org. FirstLiberty.org. Folks, this is so critically important. Kelly, I want you to know that I'm gonna replay this. I'm sending out an alert to a couple hundred thousand people, an email alert with a link to this this interview so that we can really try to motivate people. But I urge everybody to go to the website, FirstLiberty.org, and you will see in great detail what First Liberty is doing.
Let me say one thing, we've got the time. I want people to know we are a nonprofit 501c3,
yes,
just like a church.
Yes.
So when they make a donation, it's fully tax deductible.
Yes.
It's just like a donation to the church. The other thing is, people don't know this, but in addition to the Supreme Court, as we speak, there are 108 federal judicial seats waiting for President Trump to fill.
Kelly, hang on with me for just a few minutes. We got a hard break. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dan Celia for Financial Issues. You know, we live in some volatile times, and one of the things that we should be concerned about is, are the investments that I'm in honoring the Lord? Well, I try to do the best I can to make sure that the stocks and mutual funds on my list are the best out there, not only from a financial and fundamental standpoint, but that they wouldn't be displeasing to God. Would you consider being a partner with me at Financial Issues? For $85 a year, you're not only going to get my stock picks that I update every week, every Monday, and my economic commentary every Monday, along with an alert system and my asset allocation models that change as the economy changes, so that you can do a great job reviewing and maybe actively managing your portfolios. FinancialIssues.org to partner with me in the ministry.
The rapid response arm of 8 Days of Hope is responding to tornado victims in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. On January 21st, a tornado severely damaged hundreds of homes and killed 4 people. Will you please volunteer to help Hattiesburg residents? Here's 8 Days of Hope director, Steve Tiber.
We need your help today. I mean, it's that simple. We're looking for people who just want to serve others. You know, you don't have to be super gifted. Every disaster gives an opportunity for a believer to share a glimpse of Jesus Christ. You know, the best sermon I ever heard was the one I saw. We're just there to love others as God commands us. And here's where you and I get to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ.
To volunteer to help with Hattiesburg Tornado Relief, please visit 8daysofhope.com. Financial donations are also needed to support this ministry effort. To give, please visit 8daysofhope.com and pray for this relief effort and for the families affected by this devastating tornado. 8 Days of Hope is a nonprofit Christian ministry.
Thomas Merton, who gave up a vocation in literary criticism to pursue God as a Trappist monk, wrote these challenging words. The biggest human temptation is to settle for too little. That thought reminds me of Paul's words in Ephesians, where he says that God is able to do far more than anything we can ask or think. That's not a license to be irresponsible, of course, in testing God, but it is a challenge, as Thomas Merton wrote, to seek God's very best and not to settle for just getting by in life, but to experience God's richness in all our endeavors and circumstances. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's vast resources on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Welcome back. Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. It's great to be here. Folks, we're talking to Kelly Shackerford from First Liberty, firstliberty.org, nonprofit. I'm going to call it a ministry because it is a ministry. It's a nonprofit organization serving the kingdom and serving this country in a powerful, powerful way. And at the break, Kelly, you were just telling me about an initiative that you're trying to that you guys are raising some funds so that you can handle the vetting of some of the judges. And you mentioned earlier about the lower courts, and though we may get a friendlier Supreme Court, we've got to get to the Supreme Court, right? You've got to get through the lower courts, which you expressed are incredibly liberal now under under the old Obama administration. Tell us about that initiative.
There are 100 – people don't know this. There are 108 federal judicial seats, federal court of appeals and district court, waiting for President Trump to fill at this point as we speak, and that's growing. So these are lifetime appointments. So whoever he puts in there will be in there for life. And you know, if you talk about impact for religious freedom and life and our issues, that's going to be probably the greatest impact. And they have asked for a lot of help in vetting. There's no way they can. These are 108 seats. There are numerous candidates for each seat. We realize this window could only be open for 2 years. I mean, it could close 2 years from now because the Senate could change. So we know we have 2 years here. And this could be the greatest advance for religious freedom of anything else that happens, because these people will be there, you know, 30 years from now. And so it's a real opportunity. And so what we're trying to do is, just like we did on the Supreme Court, we want to be able to help and vet all these and make sure we get good, solid people on the court for life. And that's one of the extra initiatives. In addition to all of our cases, we're trying to raise funds to make sure we could do that, because we thought we'll just regret it. If 2 years from now that window closes, we'll all go, why didn't we do something? We've got an opportunity now with cases and with changing the courts, and we really have to take advantage of that. And so that's one of our first priorities. I will say this, it's only a 2-year initiative, and I've already had one guy step forward and say, hey, this is why I voted in the election, and I'm giving you $1 million towards that effort. And so we got a great start to it. But we still have about $3 million to go to get that knocked out so that we can have everybody in place and be working that fully.
Folks, this is incredibly important for the future of America. For my grandchildren, your grandchildren, we need to know and feel good that we've got some of these things that are going to change America. Get us, we don't have to change, we have to change where we are, but we're looking to go back. We're looking to go back upon the foundation that the founding fathers built America on. And we need to get back to that. And liberty, and when we think about what is happening, first, liberty is on the front lines of that. We need to support them like Hollywood supported the ACLU. You know, that's their group. They can have it. We've got our group. This is a group that God raised up in 1997 for this work. And it's time for all of us to continue the fight. So please go to firstliberty.org, firstliberty.org, and make your charitable, deductible contribution. So I hope you'll do that. What's the phone number there?
972-941-4444. So they're welcome to call as well, 972-941-4444. Or they can go to firstliberty.org. And we'd love them having them involved. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I said, hey, realize when you watched the Supreme Court pick last night, I said, realize you're a part of that.
Yeah.
Because we were a participant in that. And that's the great thing, is everybody who's listening, if they've never been a part of this battle for religious freedom, these cases going into the Supreme Court, the picking of judges, all the stuff that's going on right now that is so important, they can be a part of that. They can participate in that and use God's resources and through their prayers totally get behind this and realize that they're not on the sidelines. They're participating fully in what's happening.
That's it. That is so awesome, and that's what we need to do, folks. Let's participate. Let's not be on the sidelines. Please don't take the attitude that somebody else is going to do it. I'm looking at, I just took a peek at our YouTube chat as people are watching there, and a number of people saying, done, donation done, so that have already gone on. Let's get involved. Let's participate, and I hope you'll do that. 972-941-4444. 972-941-4444. 972-941-4444. Folks, this is the first time I've ever done anything like this because you know how much I care about America and this country, and I know you do too. The vast majority of you feel the same way, and that's why you voted for this president. We need to keep fighting, and this is a great way, as Kelly said, to fight, get in the fight, and to continue the fight. So go, you can go to firstliberty.org, firstliberty.org. And make a donation or call 972-941-4444. I hope you'll do it. It's so important to the country. Kelly, I want to get an update from you in a couple months. I'll give you a call back, and I would love to have you back on.
I'd love to do it. Thanks so much for what you did today. We're really humbled by this, and I just love to see the body of Christ react and make the ACLU look like they're the small group that they really are when you compare it with the people who believe what we believe all around the country.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you, Kelly. God bless you. And we'll look forward to getting an update. Folks, I'm going to ask you again, get to it. And as Kelly just said, let's make the ACLU realize that the minority, the small minority of people can't even come close to doing what the body of Christ can do. And I'm going to ask you to do it right now, firstliberty.org. Man, this is so important. Again, it's not something I've ever done. The beauty of it is I don't do this every week. I don't do it every month. I haven't done it every year. I've been on the air 20 years this month, and I've never done anything like this. So this was out of the blue. I saw this article talking about the ACLU. And I knew that First Liberty, the largest organization of its kind, fighting for religious freedom and the opportunity. Listen, Kelly's worked hand in hand with all the Trump people in developing the Supreme Court list and to vetting them out and to giving comments in reference to that. So he's going to continue to do that in the federal courts. 108 federal courts. We've got to change. 108 federal courts. And this is a way you can participate. You know what I love to do? I love being able to go to the listeners. You hear us talk about pro-life and abortion and Mission Preborn. And what I love is that I now have an organization that I can come alongside in life and say, here's your chance to participate in saving a baby's life. This isn't even comparable. That's the most important thing you could do, in my opinion. But we want to continue to fight for this country. And this is important as well. And I know everybody's on limited budgets. I get that. I understand it. But some of you aren't. Some of you are. And the ones that aren't can do a little. The ones that are maybe can do a little more. And I hope you'll do whatever you can. And I know that my wife and I will be doing that tonight, and I hope that you will join us. It's firstliberty.org.